day. Oh, today was a good, good day. Having a fun time with a Super Bowl walking on sunshine. Today was a good day. Oh, today was a good, good day.
Was a good day. I didn't have to use my AK, cause I don't have one. And if I did, I guess my day would be a sad one. Got an AKA though, but the superstar.
This is what we need.
This is my favorite because it still does not belong, but it says good day, so it works anyway.
All right, if you go to DougStefan.com, which is a nice place to be, you will meet a couple of gentlemen who are actually here in the studio on the farm with me. Jennifer is in her studio in Los Angeles. Roberta's in her studio in New York. Rich is in his studio in Washington. And Dean and Derek. Sounds like a modern-day rock and roll duo, right?
Or a high-end kitchen
dang,
store.
Dang, 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 dang.
Yes, a high-end kitchen store, absolutely.
A high-end kitchen store. Kitchen store. Yes. That's our new calling.
It.
There
yes.
you go.
I love it.
I've invited these two fellows to come here. Actually, they were on with us a month or so ago. Roberta remembered talking to them because they're Italian. She didn't remember what they said. She just remembers that they're Italian.
So. Is that true? Come on now, is that true?
Of course. Well,
and I was impressed with them for their stonework, so we became Twitter friends.
That's right. We did. We really liked your Twitter account.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's really what you guys have done. That's how you became. Well, now, isn't every day that we get two very intelligent, articulate men who are stonemasons to come out? How do you tell
they're
that
stoned?
Story?
Stoned? Really?
No, they're not there. Roberta? Calm down.
Oh, I was getting excited.
I know you were. Yeah, it's all right. These fellas, actually, you get excited. These are two good-looking guys.
Oh, wow. Have, thanks.
Yeah. It's not,
and they work with their hands. And
they do work with their hands, right? It's perfect.
And they're built, and they're Italian.
Right. And their trade is stonemasonry, although they have had their time. They decided they wanted to be stars, so they both went to the bright lights, the big Broadway lights attracted one of them in Hollywood. Or were you both on Broadway and then both went to Hollywood?
Well, we both went to New York. We lived together for 6 months and then...
Both survived.
Yeah. And then eventually I moved to L.A.
I'll never forget the time when he moved to L.A. He just got married and he was working with me in the summertime.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm thinking about staying home. I'm like, no, you're not. You're going to L.A. because you can't stay here. You'll drive me crazy. And he went. Thank the Lord. He went, but then he came back.
No, Derek never wanted to partner up with me.
Never.
He thought it would be miserable.
All right, so Dean's the older, right?
No, I am.
Derek is.
Come on,
hey,
Doug.
Really?
Come on, where's the entire... 6 months older. Come on.
Right, but Dean is the taller and the more mature.
All right, hold on just a second. 6 months older.
That's right.
There has to be a story there because unless your mother is really something more special than you.
Well, where's the? We're cousins. We're cousins. We're not brothers. We're cousins.
See, a lot of people think that you're cousins.
But see, the
that you're brothers.
Right. But once again, going back to the Italian thing, Doug. If Derek's mother gets pregnant, then my mother has to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Right.
If somebody gets sparkles in their ceilings, where back in the 70s, if you had a sparkle ceiling in an Italian family, you made it.
Yeah.
The other family member had to put sparkles in their seal.
And you're right, Roberta. It is a war. It's a war in the family members.
So, what's this sparkle ceiling that you're talking about? Because I'm kind of into this.
Don't you remember the 70s?
See, you're not a true Italian.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not Italian. This is Jennifer. I'm Czech and Irish. So,
that makes sense now.
All right, Jennifer, here's the thing. When we painted the ceilings in the house in the 70s, you threw the sparkles into the paint. And the plaster, so that way the ceiling had a shimmer.
Oh, my God. Can you guys come and help me do that in my house?
You know what? If you ran out of sparkles and you had a box of Cheerios, you could throw the Cheerios
right.
So you just took regular glitter and you threw it at the ceiling? Really true?
Yep.
And in our neighborhood, that's when you say, hey, did you see Tony's new house? He's got sparkles.
Sparkles.
How come you got no sparkles?
I've always known I should have been Italian, and now you just have proven it for me.
There you go.
That's right, Jennifer. Jennifer, you know what? Officially now, you are Italian.
That was the era of the living room furniture encased in plastic as well.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. That was so comfortable in the summertime. You sat on the plastic furniture on a good hot day.
You know what it sounded like
and
when you
You know what? There was never before was there a way to get a butt print until they put those plastic things on the couches, right?
And that is something the Italians shared with the Jewish community.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But let me tell you something, Doug. There are a lot of big butt prints in our family.
I was going to say, remember that song by Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Yes.
They like big butts.
Well, we have plenty of them in our family.
You do.
Yeah, right. Really.
So, but this is a wide, as you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, listening in your car or at home, this is going to be a wide-ranging hour, which we will, in which we will focus on lots of ways to save the world. These two guys yes. here are running for president and vice president on the Nomad Tribe ticket. And so they're going to try to get, actually, they have done a little bit of everything. I wasn't being facetious. They went to Broadway. Let's see, Derek was in Broadway. Dean went to Hollywood. And they decided they wanted, instead of a life of crime,
yep.
a life in showbiz.
Right.
Maybe one of the same.
Well, we grew up with it. My mother was a professional singer for years, and she was signed by RCA back in the day, and yeah. she sang the theme song for Take Me Along with Walter Pigeon and Jack Buckley.
Really?
So we
cool.
kind of grew up in that world.
Yeah, she was like the next Doris Day.
Yeah.
She was rocking. She was good.
Does it bother you, the stereotypes of the Italian family? Roberta's name is Facinelli.
Yeah.
And
whoa.
She's Italian through and through.
That's through and yeah. through, yes.
Through and yeah. through. And
through
as far as you are concerned, well, one of you's got an English mother, right?
Right.
English father.
English father. All right.
Right.
So Derek has the English father.
The Stearns, and I'm the Marsico.
Really?
Yeah.
His name is Stern, you're Marsico.
Marsico, right.
All right. So does the Italian stuff get under your skin every once in a while? People, the Godfather and the mob and
you know what, though?
The accents and...
You know what, people, you know, you have the Jersey Shore and
right.
people got upset about... But I don't know if it's the same for every Italian family, but in our family, you can't offend us.
Right.
Really?
You can't, because we grew up Sunday dinner with all the cousins and relatives. If you had any flaw, you were put on the stage. I was the chubby kid. I was the kid that was shaped like a pear up until 16 years old.
Yeah.
And all my cousins were these big, muscular guys, and I was pear boy. I was fatso up until, what, 16, 17 years old?
I don't know. I've heard this story so many times. I check out when you talk
well,
about the
truth.
Pear.
Well, it's the truth.
It is the truth.
Because you were the skinny
but
one in the
I was
the
skinny
you.
One.
And
you
know
are.
How funny life changes.
Yeah, right. You're definitely skinny now. Yeah,
Dean. No, I thought of my assumption there was that Dean was the ladies' man, and Derek is tied up doing other things.
I just can't you folks tell that if anybody goes into therapy, who's going to talk the most? It's not me.
Right.
But you know what? No, we don't get offended by any of that because it is about surviving with a sense of humor.
Right. And you know what, Doug? We grew up with pride. My grandfather came over here from Calabria, Italy at 14 years old.
I know. Unbelievable.
I have a 14-year-old son. I couldn't imagine putting him on a boat and sending him to a country where he didn't speak English.
Dean, you have one child?
I have two boys.
Two boys. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're 14 and?
14 and 10.
All right. So, Derek, you have children?
I do. I have a son who's 12 and a daughter who's 10.
Okay.
Yep.
So, what do they know about the realities of life? One of the things that I talk about a lot here, the reality of things like where does food come from?
Right.
What do we know about the farm? Because we're on a farm.
Right.
And that's my reality.
Right.
So my children have a clue. And when they talk to their friends, they think it's strange. I tell this story every once in a while. My daughter went to school in England, and she was in the crew. And because she grew up on the farm, she learned how to drive on a tractor when she was 9, 10 years old.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So it was the only, and I made the kids get their driver's license on a stick shift car. They couldn't, they had to take the test in
a
stick shift car.
That's good.
So when, as a result of that, when they would go on the 9 or 10 of them in the crew, put their stuff up on top of this Mercedes bus, only person who knew how to drive it was Megan. So she'd drive to the crew events. And as they're driving across the English countryside, when she'd go by the farm, she'd throw open the window and take a big, deep breath of the smell of the farm.
That's great.
And the guys, the other girls in the bus go, "Ew, that smells!"
Nice.
And Megan, who's pretty prim and proper, actually, would tell them about how the life on the farm and the smells and how great it is, yada, yada, yada. So I tell that because I think that a lot of people, I don't know whether you guys live in the city.
No, we're
in the suburbs here in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what do you teach your children about their heritage,
yep.
about life,
yep.
and about what you do for a living? Because I think a lot of children don't even know what their parents do for a living.
No, they're insulated.
Yeah.
You're right.
From
they're,
everything.
Right.
They just become zombies
right.
because of all of these
right.
screens that are around them. All of them in their hands. They got them in their ears.
Right. Well, you know what's great with the with what we do, Doug? You know, Derek and I do travel the country doing, you know, the shows where we design outdoor rooms and
Right, we're going to talk about that.
But when we don't do that, my boys see me come home every day, sweaty, dirty, covered in cement dust and cuts on my hands, and they see their dad out there working in a trade every day.
And they may be thinking, like most kids, I am not going to be doing that.
Because
we used to think.
Wow, my friend's dad is a successful lawyer. I really got the short end of the stick.
But, you know, when we do projects at our houses, I make sure my kids are setting stone with me. I make sure that they are they're involved in the project. And the other thing, too, that we talk about a lot in my house is budget. You know, say, hey, listen, we can't do this week because this is what we need to pay and this is what we need to do. Why are we keeping them so isolated from the realities
of
life?
You're including the kids. That's right.
Really
right.
You know, and they're part of. Yep. And also, Derek and I talk a lot about my grandfather because I have a huge amount of pride how my grandfather started. He was a shoemaker. He worked with Sacco and Vanzetti, if you know that
story.
Oh, he knew them well.
He knew them very well.
And
it's like he didn't get tied up in that.
Right.
I know.
Literally.
Right.
I know. And then at nighttime, he swept up in the shipyard. He cleaned up after the day's work at the shipyard in Quincy. He had the American dream. He had a two-family house that he had paid for. He took care of his kids. He thought he was the richest man in the world. Great family.
Where is that all?
And that's not, you know, but I have to tell you, Doug, we get a lot of emails from people around the country through the show, and we get a lot of emails from men and women coming out of Iraq and things like that, and they're saying, I watch your show. I want to be a stonemason, but there's no place for me to learn. There's no place for me to learn that skill. Back in the day, you could hook up with the old Italian or Irish stonemason and learn the trade over time. I think there's still something, there's something nostalgic about it, and I think the younger generation is dying to learn how to do some of the trades.
Dean and Derek are here. They're the hosts of DIY's Rock Solid and Indoors Out. They have interesting careers. They're interesting gentlemen. They now have a radio talk program that they started doing, and because they're neighbors, I kind of wanted to come over, and actually, I'm going to get them, Roberta, later on to take a look at the walks around the house and see if we can't do something.
This is a trick, you guys.
Yes, I know. It's a trick.
It's a setup. Yeah. All right, 19 after on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra. I'd recognize that voice anywhere. These guys, Derek and Dean, are here. They could be the click and clack of the outdoor world.
Oh, you had to bring that up.
Well, I just think a lot of people do because
we're just talking about how, you know, people have to make that association.
Right,
you know?
That's it. 21 after on Good Day.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup, an extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through. The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Here's the story from Japan today. Everybody ready? Japan has a new class of citizen called the herbivore man. A man who is not interested in sex, not interested in money. Herbivore men are in their 20s and 30s. They believe that friendship without sex can exist between men and women.
Oh, to be young and stupid again.
Yeah. I know.
So there are bars now that are being built around Japan that are catering to these men.
Hey, what do you mean? Sex and no money? I just built one of those clubs in my house.
Thank God it's Friday!
You know, Fox, I have often paid for women worse than you. We know your type and we admire your big American breath. Don't worry about disease. In Czechoslovakia, I was cured many times.
Join us, the Stephens today.
Now 24 and change after the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. I thought we would stick with Dean and Derek, who are very interesting fellows. They are the hosts of the DIY Do-It-Yourself Network. That's what DIY is, right?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to make any assumptions here, but I think that's what.
No, that is what it is. Yes, okay. Doug.
Rock solid and indoors out. What is the? Who came up with that?
Well, you know, they came up with the names, but we came up with the content.
Right.
So,
wow. Usually they'll cast a show and they'll go through casting and hire a host or a hostess. But Derek and I, when I moved back from L.A., Derek was here. We started the stone business again that his dad, my uncle, taught us. And after a couple of years, I started watching some of the shows and I saw what little stonework was on television. It was terrible. So I said, Derek.
But it's such a specialized thing. How
well,
do you make a television show?
Said. Yeah. Well, that's what everybody said, too. They thought that wouldn't succeed because of that. But you know what? The thing was, is we realized there's a lot of tips and there's a lot of information in there that people needed.
And the great thing.
Like your walkways. Hello?
Right.
The walkways.
Well, you have to
report
your chimney. Yeah. There you go. We're back to that again.
Right.
Eric, we're going to be here for
I know, but clearly we've been lured into the studio.
In this house, I put a fireplace in every room, downstairs and upstairs.
Right, yeah.
They may need to be repointed.
Yeah.
It could be
stuff
like that.
Huh? So if you watched our show, you could do that, though.
As soon as we're done with that cappuccino.
Right.
But you know what, Doug? The acting thing taught us that, you know, in acting, you've been in the radio business.
Yes.
Failure is not a bad thing.
Right.
You learn as long as you learn from it. So when we decided to shoot the show in our backyards and send it out, everyone said that doesn't happen that way. We're like, we can take rejection.
We've
What's
got
the
nothing
worst thing
to
that's going
to
happen?
Right.
Yeah. So we sent it out. And
used my cell phone as our production company.
And we got a lot of
Your cell phone.
Yeah.
You
our
shot
business,
it with the cell phone?
No. We didn't shoot it with the real camera.
Oh, you're using the real camera.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had the
cell phone number as our production company.
And our office was our one-ton dump truck.
Right.
And we got rejected by a lot of people. But then one day, Scripps Network, which is HGTV, called. And we ended up with a show on DIY. Garden.
Yeah.
But so, before we got rejected, everyone called us.
Really?
They called us and rejected us, so that was good.
Right. Better than just to send you an email. You
right,
guys suck.
Right.
The end of it. Yeah. So why do you think it works?
I think it works on many different levels. First is we always make sure that the content is honest. If there's something that we think you shouldn't do, we actually say that to the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, you shouldn't try this.
Give me an example of that.
Well, like full veneer. Hand cutting with chisels. I mean, it takes years
it
to craft
that. It took us years to even pick up a chisel
right.
before our uncle would even let us touch a chisel to hit
right.
a stone.
But there's a romance about that type of work, and there's a lot of interest. So what we did is we said, look, this is something you're probably not going to do, but this is how it gets done. And if you're going to get this done, here are the questions to ask.
So that's the most important thing, is the quality of our work, because it's a testament to my uncle, who's no longer with us.
What's your uncle's name?
Arthur. Derek's
Arthur.
Dad, yeah.
Yep.
He was killed by a drunk driver in the 80s. Life-changing thing, obviously.
One of those bad things,
right.
you know.
Yeah. But he gave us a trade. So the thing with the show was we wanted to show the best work we could possibly do. But on the flip side of that, we decided you can't take yourself seriously. We saw a lot of these home shows, and people take themselves
so seriously.
We wanted to make fun of ourselves, add comedy, and that's how Rock Solid began.
Dean and Derek are here sharing some conversation on the Good Day program. It's 28 past the hour.
Paris, Sydney, Montreal, London, chances are you'll have to pay out a big chunk of change to stay in a fancy hotel in these great cities, but you can find a luxurious place for free. Wouldn't you rather stay in a 17th century Catalonian manor in downtown Madrid, for example, and have the whole place to yourself? All you have to do is house swap. I'm Aileen Ellis. Welcome to Primetime Focus. Here's how it works. You register with a reputable house swapping exchange service and list your own home. Put up some pictures and describe your neighborhood, too, including attractions like River View from Window and greatest bookstore in town nearby. Mention anything that may be a concern. For example, my house is not a smoke-free environment. Then list your own needs. Start with which cities you're hoping to visit. Experts say don't get discouraged if your house is small. People will probably still be interested because it's in a city they want to visit. Once the house swapping offers come in, ask for references. Seal the deal with a downloadable contract that clearly states the terms of agreement and necessary protections for both parties. Everyone signs electronically. Clean the house and stow your valuables before you give out your house key. Type out a guide to the neighborhood and leave a few maps on the kitchen table as a welcoming gift. We'll link to some house swapping websites. Thousands of people are already sleeping in each other's beds. Maybe you should too. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP, the power to make it better. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now 33 after the hour, Dex Stephens Good Day program. We have the talented Dean and Derek here. I'm not sure who's more talented, Derek or Dean. For Dean and Derek, Roberta, what do you think? Is it Dean or is it Derek?
Roberta, before you answer that question, I will hunt you down.
Yeah. She's been silenced, apparently.
Now, apparently, she's afraid of you. All right.
I will not ever choose between Dean and Derek. I love them both equally.
Oh, Jennifer.
I would like to be the meat in the Dean and Derek sandwich. How's that? Yeah.
Really? Now, there's a visualization for you.
I know. That's. And let's move on.
All right. Dean and Derek are the hosts of the Rock Solid Indoor Out show. And who would have thought, this is how specialized the world has become, though, that you could make a one-hour show. Is it a one-hour or a half-hour
half
show?
Half-hour.
Half-hour show.
Yep.
Out of basically teaching people how this definitive part of one's home can be enhanced. And that's really what you're doing. You're showing people how to and what to and why to. And, you know, to think about it, okay, that would be like me doing a show on milking cows. I mean, you get a half hour, here's how you milk cows.
Not quite as exciting.
End of story.
Why did he look at Dean when he said that? I don't
know. And
I
he's just, wearing a bathrobe, you guys.
I know.
Watch out.
I feel like I'm in the male version of Oprah Winfrey's office right now.
No, I'm going to start crying if we start talking about man breasts, Doug.
Yeah. No, we probably won't do that. But you understand what I'm saying. Here's a specialty that you guys have... Obviously, lots of cred, street cred in.
Yep.
Is that too hip?
No, that's good. I like that.
I think we're going to steal that. Street cred.
Yeah, you can use that. It's okay.
I like it.
So now, how do we... This becomes doubly... If you guys are good, and we underscore, not if, but maybe when.
Right. Okay. Yep.
As, maybe is even better.
Right.
The world of the spoken word... Where you have to really get people to imagine what it is that you're describing.
Yeah.
Because there's no, unless you say, okay, go to our website and look at this on the homepage or whatever it is. Otherwise, the only way you'll succeed on the radio is to draw these wonderful verbal pictures. And so how do you do that when you just specialize in this niche area of yours, or can you take it and just kind of go with go broad?
Well, wow, we were getting all these softballs, hey, and then he just threw right at us, get us off the plate there.
Yeah, we got some street cred going on, though. So, you know, thank you for laughing, girls.
I'm probably not going to
Doug, know what? The reason, that's a good point, because that's the first thing we thought of when we were thinking on the radio, and that's why we started on the net, because we didn't assume that because we were successful in the how-to world on television, that we could just jump into radio.
No.
We learned through our acting and even our trade, you have to respect whatever new venue you're going into, and radio is totally different than television.
And what we decided to do, too, Doug, was we wanted to use the same formula that brought us to the whole TV world, and it's the same formula we use with our own business, which is you start small, and it's all about quality, and it's not about quantity yet.
Right.
And when the quality, when you get the quality where it needs to be and the purpose of whatever you're working on, the quantity will come. And so the radio show for us has always been, if you look at the stonework or the construction field, it's a launching pad.
Right.
You know, it's a launching pad. And really, what we love to do is lifestyle. We love to talk to chefs. We love cooking.
Yeah, because on the show, on our television shows, we've incorporated food, our love for food, and that's the Italian coming in, wine, food. So with the radio show, it's also given us a venue to talk about things that we really love that we don't have on television. I find it really, like last week's guest, this is very interesting. We had a guest last
week. We'll be the judge of that.
Okay, but you'll like this, I'm telling you.
You will.
It blew me away, and that's pretty impressive.
Uh-huh.
We had a Navy CB on the show. Now, he was a reservist in his 30s. He was an architect by trade. He joined the Navy after 2001, 9/11.
Well, hang on a second. Does everybody know what the CBs are? Do you guys know?
No, and I was going to actually
ask
that
question. Isn't that amazing? That's a that's a generational thing.
It is.
Because I'm just sitting
here. You're like, right.
I'm sorry, because people may not know what a CB is. So why don't you explain the CBs? They're construction guys in World War II. But anyway, go ahead.
Right.
Yeah, the construction guys, I mean, they're right there on the front lines with the Marines and everybody else, and they deconstruct and they reconstruct along the way.
Right.
So you're dealing with people who are in the trades, who all of a sudden are putting on a uniform, who are, in the middle on the front lines.
They built the, wherever there was any building to be done.
Right. Or digging trenches for the, so they're right next to the special ops, the Navy SEALs, and he was talking about Fallujah, and we all know what a disaster Fallujah was. You go in, you go out, you go in. And they were right there with the special ops in Fallujah, and he said, one of the commanders comes up to me, and we're getting shot at by snipers, and he says, see that building? That building's coming down. You have 15 minutes to where to tell me to hit it with. And he's an architect getting shot at, looking at the building, trying to pinpoint northwest corner or whatever where they're going to hit it to get rid of the sniper.
Yeah.
I found that fascinating that you have a bunch of plumbers, electricians, masons, architects on the front lines in their 30s, not trained to be fighting forces with the elite fighting forces. And these guys are in the middle of the battle. And he said it's amazing because when there's an issue to build something that has to be built in a day, there's no Home Depot in the middle of the desert.
Right.
And he said these guys come up with things sitting together with all their skills that eventually trickle down to our world in construction. There are things in construction we do now that probably were developed in World War II by those guys.
Yeah.
I found it absolutely fascinating. The thing that blew me away, though, is thinking about this special force guy or Navy SEAL going over to take a building or a hill, and the last thing he's going to see is a plumber's crack in his, in his eyes, and before he goes over the hill, because you got all these out of shape plumbers. I'm like, that's got to be a little weird.
Could I just say something here? I am so sorry, ladies, for this, because we just went from a wonderful historical moment about
to a plumber's crack.
To a plumber's crack.
I can appreciate it.
Tell me you didn't think about that.
And that's why the Dean and
plumber's crack? Only if it was a woman plumber. It's 20 before the hour. We're having a conversation with Dean and Derek. If you go, actually, a couple of good places to go online, and while I am thinking about Dean and his film projects, if you go to IMDb, Richie loves to go there, type in Dean Marsico, M-A-R-S-I-C-O. Roberta's going to go there right this second. He's the one that was doing the filming and the commercials and that sort of stuff.
Well, give that to me again.
You go to IMDb, which is where you chase down everybody who's been in films or television, see what they've been in.
Right.
Type in Dean, D-E-A-N, M-A-R-S-I-C-O. S-I-C-O. All right, so you'll find out about him, and then we'll get a little more on Derek in a moment. 19 before the hour on Good Day.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi, I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
I drink Emergen-C to help me get through my busy day.
A busy day, huh? Why, I imagine with all those B and C vitamins, you bought groceries, mowed the lawn, organized a celebrity charity event, and discovered a natural alternative to synthetic rubber, making everything from tires to bouncy castles indestructible. Am I right?
Well, I cleaned the whole garage and pruned the hedges.
Incredible. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Fall is here. To help you stay well this time of year, it's important to get the nutrients your body needs every day through your diet as well as through high-quality vitamins and supplements. In honor of October being American Pharmacist Month, registered pharmacist Susie Cohen is here with advice everyone should hear.
Whether you're heading to the pharmacy to get your flu shot or pick up a prescription, I recommend talking with your pharmacist. They can answer any questions you have about choosing vitamins and supplements. This fall, it's important to remember that good health starts in the vitamin aisle. For example, vitamin C is loaded with antioxidants and helps to support a healthy immune system. I trust Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended brand of letter vitamins.
Susie also recommends washing your hands frequently and coughing into your elbow instead of your hands to help prevent illness from spreading. For more information on how you can stay well this fall and to learn more about vitamins and supplements, visit naturemade.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
Outdoors, the design of what's around your house would be the subject matter of the DIY Network's Rock Solid and Indoors Out. Dean and Derek are here. They're going to do a radio program that focuses on a lot of this stuff that we've been talking about. Apparently, though, because you guys like to eat.
Yes.
Although it's not obvious. It's like...
I've lost the chin, Doug. Thank you.
I mean, really, yes. You're welcome.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm
he was looking,
three and a half.
He was looking at my waist when he said that. I didn't take that as a compliment.
Well, he's in a bathrobe, so I'm not looking.
Okay. So, following the food, because you like to... you can tie these things together and have, again, a little more street cred if you're doing it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Are you both good cooks?
Yeah, I'm
a lot better than Derek, but Derek's getting there.
Yeah. Well, I don't cook with him because I always want him to think he's better. So that's the way it goes.
Jennifer said she'd like to be the meat between the two of you sandwich wise.
He had to bring that back up.
I'm bringing it up because I know what Roberta's thinking right now. Roberta and I have been friends for a long, long time. I know what she's thinking. I'm not always sure what Jennifer's
saying. All wrong.
It's a family-friendly show.
It is. That's true.
All wrong.
But because Jennifer's actually a good cook, too. Roberta is a very good cook, and it's the Italian stuff.
Right.
And that can parlay into, you can take that, especially the emphasis on it today. It's weird because so many people eat out, but yet we're spending a lot of time teaching people how to cook at home.
Mm-hmm.
And to do it, anybody who's got a brain knows you can buy all the ingredients, much better stuff than you get at the at the restaurant.
Oh, absolutely.
And bring it home and cook good meals for a lot less money than whatever it costs you to go to a decent or even a cheap restaurant.
I find cooking like stonework for me.
Yeah.
When we even when we're doing jobs, forget about the show. If we come in, we build your walkways or your fireplace.
Right.
When we're done and I see it and it comes out better than what I expected, I take a lot of pride in that.
Yeah.
Same thing in cooking, where you have friends over and you cook an unbelievable meal and everyone says how great it is. That's fun. You take pride in that.
All right. So Dean was the actor. Now, Derek, you were on Broadway, were you? What did you do?
I did off-Broadway, and I did Broadway in New York City. I worked a lot with the Trinity Repertory Company down in Rhode Island. That's where I got my training and my equity
card. But both of you did a lot of commercials and stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get started?
If you didn't do commercials, you didn't survive.
Derek, tell them about your dancing.
My dancing? I didn't dance.
Dancing.
He doesn't like to talk about it.
Really?
I have no idea. I was in a cage. I was in a cage, and I was 15 pounds lighter. That's all you need to know.
In a cage.
In a cage.
Right, so
how
you
was
were
your
a dancer in a strip club.
It was a strip club.
Right. And Doug, it was back in the 80s, so Derek waxed a lot.
Oh, nice.
Well, wait a minute. I'm English. I didn't have to wax.
You did.
All right. So there is a website for all the stuff that you do, deanandderek.com, DEANANDDEREK, deanandderek.com. This is a very interesting duo that has a great future, I think, in just helping. I think that's what we're all about. We're here to help. And I could see that you guys would help a lot of people, and it'd be fun to kind of connect one way or another. So hopefully this will not be your last visit here.
Derek.
You don't have to come
up
to the farm. We'll find an easy way for you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Good to have you here.
Right,
Dean
Doug.
And Derek on Good Day at 13 before the hour.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Video of the day today at DougStefan.com. An important tip for men, don't look away when she's talking to you. Check it out at DougStefan.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the break pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
The cost of things affecting how much we spend heading into the holiday season, it's not a pleasant picture. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Now that we've reached the month of November, Thanksgiving is within sight, and on from there to the malls and stores for the holidays. But just how much will we have in our pockets to shell out this year? This is the sound of the checkout in the supermarket. A survey by America's Research Group finds almost 3 in 10 people surveyed saying the increases in costs at the grocery store will cost them to cut back on holiday spending this year. Almost 60% said they will spend less on each gift. More than 25% will actually slash names off their gift list. And about 10% said they won't even get their spouse a gift. By the way, driving home the point as to how much we're paying at the supermarket, get ready for a 40% jump in the price of peanut butter. The makers of Jif, Peter Pan, and Skippy are all raising their prices, the result of one of the worst peanut crops in decades. Now, if you're looking for good news, you can find it right here. We are here at the ATM, one of the places we use our debit card. Insufficient funds figures. Anyway, turns out Bank of America customers won't be charged that monthly fee for using their debit cards. The nation's second largest bank saying they listened to their customers, who, in a collective voice that could not be ignored, said they would not stand for such a fee. The White House chimed in on this. Presidential spokesman Jay Carney said the bank got the message loud and clear.
It certainly stands to reason that consumers did not react well to it.
But most consumers are well aware if it isn't debit fees, the banks will find another way to get us. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage, and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short, and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today at an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Not a good day on Wall Street. The Dow plummeting 297 points yesterday to 11,658. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices fell $1 a barrel, settling at $92.19. People across the Northeast still in recovery mode after last weekend's snowstorm. Hundreds of thousands still dealing with cold homes and no power. 500,000 people in Connecticut still waiting for their lights to come back on. Officials there say 99% of homes should have their lights back by this Sunday. Meanwhile, JetBlue is taking a closer look at how it handles flights that have to be diverted. This after one of their diverted flights sat on a runway for hours in Hartford this past Saturday. JetBlue CEO Rob Marister had this message to passengers.
You count on us for a lot more, and we promise a lot more. And we know we let some of you down over the course of this weekend, and for that, we are truly sorry.
Well, that makes up for everything. Marister said JetBlue will work with the Department of Transportation's investigation into what happened. Multi-state lottery news. Powerball played in 42 states along with Washington, D.C. The jackpot up to an impressive $245 million for tonight's drawing. Couple of closing notes. First, let's check in with The Voice.
If you build it, he will come.
The Voice from Field of Dreams. But if you build it, will they still come after you sell it? The farm property in Dyersville, Iowa, used for the 1989 movie, has been sold. It's a 193-acre farm that includes the famous baseball field. Don and Becky Lansing, owners of the property, announced they sold it to an outfit called Go the Distance Baseball LLC. With a name like that, you would assume they will keep the field and not plow over it. The sale price, by the way, not disclosed. You have to wonder if people will still come to see the field now that it has changed hands.
People will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
Thank you, Terrence. But for future reference, name's David, not Ray. Finally, an interesting movie question for you. Who do you think is the highest grossing actor of all time? According to The Hollywood Reporter, Samuel L. Jackson has made more than 100 movies that have grossed nearly $7.5 billion. He's number one, a guy who could turn even a sorry excuse for a movie like this one into a winner.
I have had it with these snakes on this plane.
Hey, those snakes are laughing all the way to the bank. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new